Hard to know, really, where to start with Marama Davidson. It all came crashing down as it was always going to, but with a number of strands as to how it played out. Firstly, it was unforgivable what she said. It is everything the Green Party should not be. It is everything that keeps them stuck at 5 or 6% in the polls. It's got nothing to do with the environment, everything to do with mad social engineering. Secondly, Chris Luxon, as I just pointed out a moment ago, this time yesterday, played the clip. Firstly, he wasn't aware of the clip and what was said. Secondly, when played it, he had no real response. There is a reason, there is a sense, he's not quite on top of what he should be on top of. And one of the reasons is David Seymour, as you just heard, who was on top of it and sent out the usual array of press releases, complete with facts to show what a flake Marama is. Her lack of engagement in the portfolio, that in the protest she was so exercised about all of a sudden, and yet the rest of the time you never hear a peep. Then we get to the bit where Labour are attached to her. What part of her madness does Hipkins want to be associated with? Just what role do the Greens have in this government? What use are they? And how badly does their nuttiness reflect on the major party? And going forward, given all the polls, just how much more of this does Labour want, should they be in a position to stitch together some sort of coalition come October 14? Then you get to poor old James Shaw, who once again has got to be wondering why the hell he hangs out with these nutters. So all in all, not the best day at the office for the Greens. A reminder that Marama is really just a loudmouth activist, if not extremist, who is into more damage than she is effectiveness. A government that associates with the fringe, and seemingly willingly so. An opposition leader that doesn't appear to read the room in any way a smaller opposition party leader does. And a day or two's worth of drama and headlines that yet again steers our attention away from what really matters. The fact we're going backwards, our kids aren't in school, those who are aren't learning, crime is a crisis, the healthcare system's on its knees, you can't get Labour, and here comes a recession. New Zealand 2023, how about us, eh?